The country of Thailand is located in Southeast Asia, below China, and bordered by the countries of Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia, and Malaysia. Thailand has a population of over 63 million people, with 95% followers of Buddhism and only 1% are Christian. Buddhism was flourishing in India and may have entered the Southeast Asian region in the 3rd or 2nd centuries BC. By the 6th century AD, Theravada Buddhism was strongly established in the Burmese, Thai, and Khmer kingdoms. Today, it is common to hear Thai people say, "To be Thai is to be Buddhist." In fact, while religious freedom is constitutionally protected in Thailand, the king, by the same constitution, is required to be Buddhist. Buddhist practices and beliefs permeate everyday life in Thailand. Every morning, monks walk the streets collecting food offerings in every town and village. Buddhist temples, called wats, are often the center of community life. Buddhism teaches that one must perform enough merit-making ceremonies to earn freedom from the constant cycle of death and rebirth. Thus, people invite monks to all major events to oversee, guide, and grant merit to the participants. Annual ceremonies and festivals are hosted and blessed by monks and attended by Thai people in the hope of making merit. So when Thai people come to faith in Jesus, they often are accused of being traitor to their culture and even their country. Thai Christians often face persecution and the loss of their friends and families because of their new faith. This is because, as Christians, the Thai believers can no longer participate in the traditional merit-making ceremonies of Buddhism. Besides Buddhism, Thai people also fear spirits and ghosts. Most families build spirit houses in their yard and make offerings to these spirits in appeasement and to seek assistance from them as well. When Thai people become Christians, these idols are destroyed, causing neighbors, friends, and family members to question the sanity of the new Christian. Often out of fear, non-Christians will no longer speak to the new Christian because they fear the spirits will be angry with them.
We want to thank the Lord for everyone who has had a part in our ministry since we moved back to Thailand in the year 2000, 14 years ago. The prayers and support of many churches and brethren have strengthened our hands to accomplish the work of the Lord in northern Thailand. When we first returned to Thailand, the Lord led us to start the Lana Baptist Church in the province of Lambang. We thank the Lord for many Thai people who have heard the gospel through the ministry of the Lana Baptist Church. Some of these who have heard the gospel were saved and continue as members. Others who trusted in Christ are attending other churches in the provinces where they have moved. The Lord has blessed us with a wonderful family who surrendered to full-time Christian service. Apisit has shown a tremendous heart for helping with pastoral ministry and reaching our community. After years of meeting in a rented space, last year the Lord blessed us with the land on which we have built our current beautiful church building to the glory of God. As the Lord has blessed, and through your prayers and giving, we have also begun a second work. The Wieng Ping Baptist Church is located in Chiang Mai, the largest city in northern Thailand, with a population of over 1.5 million people. With your support, we were able to purchase land on which we have built our new church building. This newer work is growing, with a strong witness around us and in the neighborhoods where our members live. Nearly everyone we witness to is Buddhist. We also thank the Lord for various opportunities to share the gospel throughout the country of Thailand. 13 years ago, a man by the name of Anucha was saved while we were ministering in the prison. He was changed from a person who lived only for himself, working as a hired killer, to a new person who is living for Jesus Christ. Now he is serving the Lord as the pastor of the Redwood Baptist Church. We regularly share the gospel one-on-one and through tract distribution, in public places and from house to house. In addition, we have had many opportunities to publish the gospel via the newspaper and radio. Many Thais in various provinces have responded and studied the Bible with us through correspondence and Skype. Through this teaching, we have seen people accept Jesus Christ, grow in their discipleship, and begin to share the gospel as well. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to write evangelistic articles for various newspapers. newspapers, including People of Northern Thailand, Chiang Mai News, and the magazine Chiap. Through this ministry, we have seen Thai people who once walked in darkness transformed by the light of the gospel. The first person in Lampang who read the gospel in our newspaper article and responded was a lady who was considering suicide. She came to our church and received salvation. Another man at the age of 94 years received the light of the gospel through the newspaper. He followed the articles and cut them out to collect them. Finally, he contacted us at the church, and I was able to go visit him. I discovered that he was deaf. Thank the Lord for the wisdom to find a way to lead him to Christ. Just 2 years later, he was killed in an accident, but we thank the Lord for his salvation. A 17-year-old young man nicknamed Nung had been a junior monk for 3 years. He was searching for the truth the only way he knew how, but he never felt confident that when he died he would go to heaven, until one day he heard the gospel through the magazine Chiap as he was searching for a job. He contacted us to request correspondence courses, then came to church and accepted Christ. One man who had heard the gospel as a young person but never trusted in Christ was also reached. Lung Sak was 67 years old and already retired. He moved to Lampang at the request of his daughter to help him get away from pressure to be involved in politics. Truthfully, he could have chosen from two other places to live, but he chose to live in Lampang. When he came to Lampang, he read the gospel in the newspaper and contacted the church. After completing correspondence courses, he turned to Christ for salvation. He said that he had heard and been interested in the gospel when he was young, but as he lived a busy life and worked his career, he never made the time to really study the gospel for himself. Thank the Lord, whose mercy led him to move to Lampang and hear the gospel. If he had moved elsewhere, he may have never had the chance to believe in Christ. Yim Rak was a Thai lady who had been a Christian for 2 years. She had prayed and invited her husband, Apisit, to go to church with her. But Apisit, who had been a monk for 9 years, trying to find the answer to the problem of sin, had a large number of idols. One day, because of a problem with a friend at work, he agreed to go to church with his wife Yim. Because he listened to the preaching, he trusted Christ. However, the church was charismatic in doctrine. He wanted to study the Bible and began to search the internet, where he found our website. He contacted us to study via Skype, but soon after decided to move to Lampang to study the Bible at the Lana Baptist Church. His 16-year-old son, who had been a junior monk for 3 years as well, came to visit. He heard and responded to the gospel which he had been searching for, and decided to leave Buddhism and serve the Lord. Several people have responded to articles which we put on the church website. Two of these are young doctors, nicknamed Mang Mum and Punch. They were attending a church greatly lacking in Bible teaching and wanted to study the Bible. Dr. Mang Mum came to our church and became a member. By God's grace, she met a pastor from her home province, and I had the privilege of performing their wedding. Please pray for them as they face fierce opposition from their families for becoming Christians. Mang Mum's mother even refused to attend her wedding. When Dr. Punch was going to be baptized, her father called me and accused me of brainwashing his daughter. Out of respect, she waited one more year to be baptized. Her parents came to the baptism service, not to watch, but to stop her. Dr. Punch wanted to be baptized anyway. Please pray for the parents of these two doctors, that God will soften their hearts to the message of salvation. This year, we started the Wing Ping Baptist Bible School. Aside from teaching young people from our community, our plan is to have children who have finished the sixth grade in their village schools come live in our dormitory. We will teach them the Word of God as we train them to work and find their place in God's plan. Those who come early will finish their high school education before they start our Bible college curriculum. Applications will be taken from students beginning at 13 years old, as many of the poorer students would begin working at this age. We hope to raise up Christian leaders from a young age who will be ready to serve the Lord. When we return this year, we will enroll up to 10 dormitory students. We estimate the cost of living for each student to be only $100 per month, as they will also be working part-time to support themselves. For just $100 per month, you could support the Bible education of a young man to prepare for ministry. Please pray with us and consider supporting the Wieyingping Baptist Bible School. Aside from regular monthly support, we are also praying for God to provide for a small dormitory. The cost for this building will be only $8,000 and will meet our needs for dormitory space at this time. Even a small donation would go a long way in providing the housing for these young men to be trained to serve the Lord. Perhaps God would lay it on your heart to have a part in training the next generation of Christian leaders for the country of Thailand. If you would like to donate specifically to this project, please let us know or simply designate Bible School on your checks to us. We earnestly covet your prayers as we seek to diligently train servant leaders to take the gospel throughout the country of Thailand. Thank you for all your prayers and faithful support. We have about 3 acres in front of our church that is for sale. The owner of the land will sell it for 6.5 million baht, which is about $203,000. Compared to the price of other land in the area, this is very cheap, but it's a lot of money for us. We really need partners in raising money for this project. If there's a giver who can give one time $500, it would make such a difference. We would need just 420 gifts at this level to reach our goal of purchasing this land. Would you pray with us and help us in our vision to reach Thais and train leaders for Christ? If you feel led to give specifically to this project, you can designate the funds to Bible School on your checks to us.